This is VK6ARN News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Good morning, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West. Now let's get started with today's news.
Just a reminder that the Peel Amateur Radio Group operates the west coast of Australia HF Winlink on the following frequencies: 7044.5 kHz, 1013 2.5 kHz, 14093 kHz, 2196 kHz, and 439.050 MHz simplex Vera packet, located at the Mandurah SESHQ. The Peel Amateur Radio Group Vice President Maurice of K6HLY operates 147.55 MHz simplex VARA. Check the Peel Amateur Radio Group website www.parg.org.au for details.
Hi, I'm Bob, VK6POP. Have you had a look at the QTC magazine yet? QTC is produced monthly by RASA and it's free to anyone to download and read. The October edition of QTC was published last weekend. There's an article about the ACMA's recent remaking of the amateur license conditions determination, known as the LCD amongst us, picking out the salient points for us. There's a good article by Paul, VK2APA. Paul's the president of RASA, and he's addressing the amateur radio is dying claim made by some. In another article, Paul talks about the history of amateur radio call books and how one of them morphed into QRZ.com. Importantly, RASA puts most of its energy into providing resources to amateur radio newcomers, keeping an eye on regulatory matters and supporting clubs. And RASA supports clubs in a few ways. Firstly, you can advertise your club's events and activities in QTC, full pages or half page. The Welcome to Amateur Radio brochure, which has been distributed to every club already in sample bundles, and it's available on order in larger numbers. And all you have to do is send an email to info@vkradioamateurs.org. And for clubs providing foundation, standard or advanced courses, can list their details on the back cover of the foundation level study guide. You'll need to get your information to us quickly because version 3 is about to be published shortly. And we're only after brief contact information, club name, website, contact details, a club email address or something. And whether you do foundation, standard or advanced or all of them or some of them, something like that. Very small amount of information just so that people can get in touch. Oh, and your location. Where are you? That's important. And there's other resources available on the website. They're all completely free and you can find out about them at the RASA website, vkradioamateurs.org. And of course, clubs aren't the only target group for RASA resources. Our resources are there to be accessed and used by everybody, free of charge. That's right, free, gratis, and for nothing. And you don't need to be a member of anything. And if you want to join RASA, you're welcome, but you don't have to. Lastly, we're always on the lookout for interesting stories and especially for photos. You don't even need to write a big story. If you had a club activity day, yes, we had an activity day, 45 people turned up, and here are the photos. Captions on the photos if you want. So it's pretty easy. We are after nice, big, clear photos, preferably portrait orientation, that we can use on the front cover. So you can send those in too. They can come as email attachments to info@vkradioamateurs.org. And reminder again, the RASA website is vkradioamateurs.org.
This is Martin, VK6 Mike Juliet for the Peel Amateur Radio Group. Just an update on our repeater, which is VK6RMH, on 146.850 MHz with a 91.5 CT CSS tone. The repeater is operating in All Star. We've now enabled the Echolink node on the All Star node as well. So with your Echolink programs, if you dial up VK6RMH-R or node number 692831, you will be able to connect to our repeater directly and through the repeater into the All-Star network as well. Martin, VK6 Mike Juliet for the Peel Amateur Radio Group.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. Recently, my local power company notified me of a planned network outage. That's code for we're turning off the power and your choice is to deal with it. If you've been paying attention, you'll note that this is not the first time this has happened in recent times. On this occasion, I want to make a difference and actually use the day wisely. Coincidentally, the 750th installment of F-Troop is coming up, and traditionally we try to find an excuse to get outside and set up a station in a local park somewhere. If you recall, I recently went outside and came across a new park, one with picnic tables, gazebos, toilets, and all the mod cons required for a party. Combine these unrelated events and you end up with testing the idea of running F-Troop, a weekly net for new and returning amateurs, from this park, which also neatly turns that into a POTA or Parks on the Air activity, which raises several logistical questions. The first one being, what is the radio noise like in this park? Followed shortly by the question, can I hit my local 2-meter repeater? Any 2-meter repeater or the local 10-meter repeater? If the answer to those questions is unsatisfactory, I might be required to rethink my plans. Combining those questions with a power outage at home seems like the perfect excuse to go out into the bright day and get on air and make some noise. One challenge. Having removed my radio from my car several years ago to accommodate the replacement of the transmission, I never did replace it and never used my radio in the car again, which, truth be told, is not a situation I ever imagined when I first installed it many years ago. This leads me to creating a list, which should come as no surprise, a list with what I need to bring as a minimum requirement to test the questions I need answers to. I will confess that the making a radio packing list skill set has atrophied in recent times, so I started small. I'll need a radio, and a suitable antenna, in my case at least two, one for 2 meters and one for 10 meters. Then there's the question of power, at which point I discovered that my trusty portable sealed lead acid batteries have finally died. Not bad after 15 years, well, 12 years of regular use. Likely they would have continued to be of service if I had used them in the past 3 years, mainly hampered by the death of my 12-volt battery charger. If you feel like I'm going off track, you'd be right. That was the exact experience I had when I started building my list. I added a digital multimeter, an antenna analyzer, an antenna tuner, and coax, then realized that I needed to check if the coax adapters were the right ones, and so it continued. The upshot is a preliminary list with 15 items on it, in various stages of fully populated. For example, I know I have a 2-meter and 70-centimeter antenna in the garage, but I haven't touched it in years, so I need to go find it. And the battery in my digital multimeter needs checking. You get the idea. It's a good thing I started this caper well over a week before the planned outage, so at least I have half a fighting chance to get it to the point of usefulness, before my screen turns black due to the threatened lack of electricity. It occurred to me whilst I was in the middle of this extended list creation process that I was essentially replicating what I might have experienced the very first time I went outside with my station in 2011. In coming to that realization, the stress levels that were building steadily at that point pretty much dissipated, with the understanding that I'd already done this and survived the experience. In other words, there was nothing worth stressing about. So this leaves me with a question for you. What does this process look like for you? How do you prepare to get on air and make noise? What steps do you take and what do you avoid? Are there things you might share with a new amateur? And if so, how will you do that? I contemplated sharing the list in a public place, but realized that the power of the list isn't the items on it, but in the process of making it. So no list, but the notion that you too can do this. And if it transpires that you forgot something, there's always the next adventure. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWest Weekly Podcast -Kilo Zulu 7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast. Or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.